With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A major move out of Tehran earlier in the morning. Iran's president has instructed that country's foreign minister to, quote, pursue fair and equitable negotiations with the United States. Comments represent the first clear signal from Iran it may be ready to take part in negotiations being organized right now by Turkey. Former President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, have now agreed to testify before the House Oversight Committee for its investigation into the Jeffrey Epstein matter. The Trump administration plans to deploy $12 billion to create a strategic reserve of rare earth elements, a stockpile that could counter China's ability to use its dominance of those hard-to-process metals as leverage in trade talks.
Today we're launching what will be known as Project Vault to ensure that American businesses and workers are never harmed by any shortage. We don't want to ever go through what we went through a year ago. Just as we have long had a strategic petroleum reserve and a stockpile of critical minerals for national defense, we're now creating this reserve for American industry.
A lawsuit accusing a California physician of violating Texas anti-abortion laws. Now, that complaint was filed under a new Texas law. It allows private citizens to sue abortion pill providers for mailing abortion pills. It may be the first lawsuit of its kind since that law took effect recently. This is SRN News. Well, another hospital gets out of the transgender business.
This one is in Washington State. Officials at MultiCare Mary Bridge Hospital have announced they will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children nor perform surgeries on them in order to help them live as the opposite sex. MultiCare joins a growing list of hospitals that are getting out of the transgender business under threat from the Trump administration. The president has vowed to cut federal funding to any facility that promotes transgenderism to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has now concluded San Jose State University discriminated against women by letting a man play on the women's volleyball team. Education Department says the school must accept a settlement or risk losing federal funds. School would have to accept the administration's definition of male and female. This is SRN News. Rebound on Wall Street.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, breaking a three-day losing streak. The S&P 500 added 0.5% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 515 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.6%. Trading in precious metals took some more sudden turns. The price of silver erased a 9% loss from overnight, briefly pulled higher, then closed lower. Gold briefly sank below $4,500 an ounce. Treasury yields moved higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.28%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Elon Musk is combining his space exploration and artificial intelligence ventures into a single company that before a massive planned initial public offering for the business that officials say slated for sometime later this year. More details at srnnews.com.